We're talking with Senator James Lankford here on K1, the one you trust. Senator Lankford, a couple of things. First of all, how are we doing with the COVID situation? We've got word that we have the vaccine ready to go here, and just a matter of getting it distributed and how to do that. What's your outlook on this, and how soon do you think maybe we could get people lined up and ready to go to receive that?
Yep, not soon enough, actually. It's coming in a hurry, but let me tell you, we actually have 6 vaccines that are in process right now. The first of those vaccines will probably be ready by the 1st of December. There'll be several million doses that'll be given out. That'll be given to healthcare workers. It'll be given to highest risk individuals that have comorbidities, other health issues, to be able to make sure they can get protected, to be able to protect their life. And I'll keep going from there. About 50 million people will receive that first round of this vaccine. There are a couple other vaccines that are coming out right behind it. That should be ready by January, February, March, and they'll kind of come out in different time periods there. There may be one more called Moderna. That would be ready in late December as well. So there's quite a bit coming out on that. Everybody's saying, can I get it done by the holidays? Probably not. So that's the next big challenge on it. But just to put this in context, it was less than a year ago the word COVID-19 was invented. Okay, we didn't even know about this disease a year ago, this whole virus. Now we have a vaccine on it that is FDA approved. It's going through this final process on that. That is remarkable speed. So what the Trump administration has done to be able to clear the way for science and the bureaucracy of it, a vaccine normally takes years to be able to get done. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, multiple other companies stepped up, cleared out their plate and said, we're going to work on this. The bureaucracy cleared out the path and said, we're going to make sure that we're ready. So it's coming. Obviously, nothing's coming soon enough, but it's coming quickly.
We hear from Mr. Biden that he would like to see, a mask mandate here for a while and closure of businesses sometime here in the near future. You buying into that?
No, I'm not buying into that. I do wear a mask everywhere. There's a difference between a mandate and a strong suggestion to say, hey, let's protect each other to be able to do it. I wear a mask everywhere. I'd be very attentive to be able to do that. I'm washing my hands more frequently, all of those things. But this is a virus, and viruses do move this way. And so even people that are attentive will occasionally get this thing. And so we have to be careful of each other, keeping distance from people that have comorbidities. I was not surprised that Biden starts talking about locking down the economy and thinking through how I'm going to shut everything down when during the election. He wouldn't say that. And then as soon as he feels like the election's over now, which we don't know if it's over or not, we're still doing a lot of counting, he starts coming out immediately saying, yeah, I'm thinking about shutting the whole economy down. So if he would have said that 2 weeks ago, this election wouldn't have even been close. But it's the first sign of him saying, yeah, there were some things I was thinking I just wasn't going to say.
Speaking of Mr. Biden, you were quoted, I don't know how closely you were quoted. We're on another radio station in Oklahoma, a very fine radio station, I might add. But CNN and CBS had you saying that as of today, that you would intervene if the Trump administration has not allowed Mr. Biden to access the presidential daily intelligence briefings. It is Friday. Where are we standing?
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought that up because the CNN articles and CBS and everything else also said I called him President-elect Biden, which I don't and haven't. And if you listen to the original interview, I did not. So they put words in my mouth, number one. That kind of blew that up on that. So I spent a lot of the time yesterday explaining to people, no, I don't call him President-elect Biden. This election is not settled, and I'm very supportive of the president continuing to challenge this election because there are lots of questions and issues. But every candidate for president, once they get past the national conventions in the summer, starts receiving intelligence briefings. Joe Biden has been receiving intelligence briefings every day since August, and those have continued, as they do for every candidate, Republican and Democrat, once they start preparing, because intelligence is not something you can just read the report today and be ready to go tomorrow. There's a lot to take in. There are a lot of issues. It changes frequently. And so you got to just build layer upon layer. So they start months out preparing people to be able to be ready for the task at hand. That ended after the election. It stopped. My pushback is, hey, we don't know who won the election yet. We should continue to give intelligence briefings to both people because we don't know who won the election yet. So both of them should be getting intelligence briefings. By the way, that was the same thing that occurred in 2000 for Bush and Gore. For a couple of weeks, Bush was cut off and didn't get his intelligence briefings. And then even while the recounts were going on, the change was made to say, wait, we need to make sure both sides are getting intelligence briefings. And so at that time, Governor Bush was getting the intel briefings. The 9/11 Commission came back months later when they were reviewing everything from the 9/11 attack, and they identified as one of the areas is that the president and his team were behind on some of the intelligence work from early on, from the long gap that happened around the election. And their recommendation is, we never do this again. We make sure both sides are getting intelligence briefings, even in a disputed election. I still agree with that. I still want President Trump to win. I still want him to challenge the election. But one of the two of them are going to be president. We're in the same spot as we were in the campaign. Let's both of them get actually the president's briefing on that to be able to make sure both of them be ready.
All right. I really appreciate you clearing that up for us. Anything you'd like to tell the fine folks of Oklahoma today?
To enjoy your 2020 Friday the 13th, knowing that we'll be just fine. There is a God in heaven, and he is going to walk us through all this. And so this is just the season that we're in as a country, and everybody panics about the election at this point. Let the court cases roll out. Let the challenges actually happen. We want every legal vote to be counted, and that's going to take a little time. It took 37 days in 2000 to be able to go through all of those court challenges. We survived it as a country. We'll survive it again as a country, but let's make sure at the end of it, all of us can trust the outcome. That's the key thing on it. And right now, we don't trust the outcome because we don't trust the process. So we got to make sure that the process is transparent. And that's what we need to walk through for the next couple of weeks.
Senator Lankford, thanks for spending time with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Glad to be able to visit with you.